Blog Talk Radio.
Red left slot, 51X spot, flanker cross. Someone, right?
58! Blue, 58 to the...
All right, here we go. They're going to jump right here. You know they're going to jump. Everybody hold your water. Green right slot, 98 handoff slot on three. Ready? Balls.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
I'm the quarterback. Okay. Don't stop, homie.
I go to jail if I get sacked. Yeah. So block for me.
Eight ball in my corner pocket. It's on and popping. Got the whole club leaning with it.
And body rocking.
Drunk driving in my cut, dog. I got my truck ball. 72 Tennessee Titans. Like, what up, y'all?
I'll at you, homeboys, because you tuned in to the right show, and that's Picking Up the Blitz with KB and E-Fane. Our producer, Mad Money Mike, is still in physical therapy, which prohibits him from hitting buttons and doing whatever it requires to be a producer. Who knows? But the show must go on. It must carry on, and I know that you guys are just fiending for the show because we took a week off. And that's why we're going to give you the best show we got. We put 2 weeks worth of effort into it, and that's what you're going to get. And that's why we're going to start it off into a different format. This is KB and E-Fane, and we're going to drop the game balls of the week here in the opening of the show. What we're going to do here is I'm going to lay them out, and E-Fane's going to order them up, see which one he likes, see which ones he sent it back to the kitchen, which ones he thinks are just not so much better than the other ones. And we're going to hop right into that. So this is Picking Up the Blitz. You want to get in this conversation. You want to rate your game balls. You think we got something you're missing or that we got something you're missing, however you want to word it. You get in on this conversation. Put KB, your host of the show, is going to start it out with his game balls of the week.
And now, game ball given out by your boy E-Fane and Kyle Beck. Brought to you by Gold Chains and Champagne Entertainment. Hell yeah!
First game ball of the week is absolutely, definitely going out to the Giants owners. Nobody else. Because they recognized they had a problem. John Mara. Listen, I see what was going on there. You were letting the leash out for too many people for too long, and you got it locked down here now. There's no need for McAdoo. There's no need for Jerry Reese. We already ended the streak here with Eli, but when you ended the streak, what happened, dog? Who got evaluated? It wasn't the quarterback position. It was the front office and the head coaching staff. Next up, I got Jason Tatum. He's leading the league in three-point percentage. And I know that's irking Eddie Fane right now. Irking him. But he deserves a game ball there. And then after that, Juju Smith. Juju Schuster-Smith with the karmatization of Vontaze Burfict, the most dirtiest player in the league, who got what was coming to him. And he gets a game ball. He should get two, maybe three. He'll get two, but he should get three. And Fane, you're up here to put these in order and let KB know how important these are, and also to let KB know if he missed one or not.
Nah, you didn't miss nothing, Beck. First off, how you doing, buddy? Good to hear from you, man. Nice week off to really evaluate the show, and I'm so glad we came back so much stronger than ever, you know what I mean? Better than ever, the best to ever do it. Here we go. Hey, by the way, bud, you're Jason Tatum coming in a lukewarm third. Nobody gives a shit about basketball right now. No one gives a shit about the Boston Celtics right now because, honestly, let's go. Let's just be real with it. The winning streak's over. That was nice to talk about to start off an NBA season. Show me what's going on in the playoffs. That thing could probably sit in fourth. I'll figure out a game ball to put in third. Number two of your top three game balls. Your Mara guys, whatever the hell the owner's names are. What a debacle. What a catastrophe. What a terrible situation the New York Giants are right now. I mean, honestly, dude, a historic franchise that's taken two Super Bowls in the last 10 years, maybe a little bit, give or take on a year or two, 10 years, and they become a 2-10 debacle, 2-12, whatever the hell they are now. Nobody cares. And now Eli, their number one, their franchise, the face of the franchise player, is on the bench for a clown. I said it. A clown. Like, McAdoo is now out the door. Bro, thank God the owners came in to finally step in and say, yeah, Eli, now you can get back in after that nonsense that went on last week. But your number one, and this is where we're going to start the show off at, is Juju. If Juju and Gronk are getting the same suspension, you can take it from here, KB. What the hell is happening in the NFL? It makes not a goddamn lick of sense to me, bro. Explain it to me. Juju takes number one. With what seemed to be, a little dirty on taking Vontaze Burfict out. Burfict, who's been the dirtiest player in the NFL. And he's going to get the same suspension. He's going to get a game. Okay, I guess I could see that. I suppose. Maybe because he did it in a menacing way where he stood over him. Whatever, dude. It didn't even look that dirty to me, bro. There was a way dirtier hit on Antonio Brown that happened later on in that game or before in that game. I didn't even watch the game. But I'm telling you right now, dude, there's no freaking doubt in my mind that the NFL is so in favor of Patriots, a Patriots team that is phenomenal. Don't get me wrong, and the coaching is phenomenal, and everything in the ownership is phenomenal. They are so up, I mean, they're cheaters, but they're up to standard on everything. Rob Gronkowski gets one game, and Juju gets a game for that? Get the hell out of here. Rob Gronkowski can't throw your 320 freaking pound lunatic looking freaking gargoyle savage. Ugh, man, I'm over the Patriots. I'm over the stipulate. I'm over every single break that they catch, dude. I can't even get my words straight right now, dude. I'm fired up, Mac.
The difference is one was a football play and one wasn't.
Yeah. Now, how's the suspension the same? Explain that to me.
I'm on your side on this one. I don't think that the suspension should be equivalent for the two hits. I think that Juju Schmoocher, however you say that.
Schmoocher. It doesn't matter what his name is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Beth, but I think. Did that not look like a clean football play to you? Look clean. A little bit dirty because the guy didn't have his head turned. He's a defender, bro. Hey, what are you taught playing football? Be aware of your surroundings at all times as a defender, dude.
Well,
let's jump
to the Juju Schmoocher Smith hit on Vontaze Burfict. Listen.
Yeah.
This was a great hit by a wide receiver. This
clean
was something
clock. Loved it.
Probably still to this day, right now, they're high-fiving Juju in the locker room. Just like they were high-fiving Hines Ward when he broke that dude's jaw. This is how you play Pittsburgh football. You cannot be running that way across, coming off the middle of the field and not expect to get crackbacked on that. And then, Eddie, and then you add in the fact that this guy has been a dirty player. Oh, wait, and then he was a dirty player. And then we kind of gave him a break, but then he ended up being a dirty player again. And then what happened? He was a dirty player again. And then Juju Schmoocher Smith got him. Everybody on the planet should be celebrating this hit because this is the karmatization of the National Football League. He got caramelized by a little tiny wide receiver.
Yep. Yeah,
and you know what? Justice was done. And I'll tell you what, as a real football fan, more or less, unlike all the people that are listening to the show, I'm a real deal football fan because I don't care about the bullshit that y'all are talking about. I wish Juju would have hit him harder.
Yeah, exactly, Beck. So when you watch this thing back as they played it on ESPN just time and time again, said, oh, my God, we're so sorry the children saw the violence. And "Oh my God, we're so sorry that we had you guys had to witness such a travesty, such a tragic hit that just was so out of line." Dude, that hit didn't look that bad. All right, that was a hit that goes on an NFL game. That was a Vontaze Burfict, who, as you just well stated, by the way, Beck, what a nice opening monologue, bro. You killed it. This dude's been doing this shit to people for years, and he finally got a little taste of his own medicine and got his clock cleaned out. And we're supposed to feel bad for him? Whereas your boy Gronk, who has... Oh, dude, I'm about to switch this up very fast, man. Are you ready for it? Because I'm switching it. Here it comes.
I'm game.
Here comes the switch.
I'm game.
Switch your road, dude. Your boy Gronk, who has gotten a pass with the NFL and the pass. And, dude, I'm not going to bring up race, dude, but I am a little bit. This guy has done nothing but party, and he did not play a part in their Super Bowl winning season last year. And, yeah, he's a freak of nature as an athlete because he's so goddamn big. But, bro, you cannot do what he did. Like, that was the dirtiest. Bro, if you're playing on the football field and that dude does that to one of your boys, black, white, or other, it does not matter. Okay? That's a dirty-ass dude. All right? And I'm over his shit, man. This dude is not allowed to get away with that crap. And the fact that the NFL goes and hands out such a tough suspension of one game to him, but dudes like Josh Gordon, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to get fined a game for that. Dudes like Vontaze Burfict are still in the league. Bro, it's just crazy, man. And they're giving Rob Gronkowski a pass right now that is just like the hall pass to run through the NFL for your entire career, man. And it's not sickening, but it's freaking ridiculous, bro. I mean, let's just call
listen,
it what it is.
Listen,
ridiculous.
Come on, Eddie. You cannot go on the okay level and
dirty.
Then jump back and say that Gronk's hit was so dirty. He was held on every play and everything, and
care.
He just took out his frustrations. And it's
see, but
it, that's
cannot,
more.
You cannot lunge your body. You cannot lunge your body at 300 pounds, whatever the hell that dude is, at somebody's neck, bro, when they're not expecting it. See, Beck, you're a dirty player on the football field. We went pretty far into our flag football careers. You were pretty damn dirty. Me playing against you, you were dirty to the point I wanted to punch you in the mouth. I'd never lunge
your neck.
Yeah, I got
ejected
neck,
from.
I
got
never
ejected
lunge
from
your neck.
The
I mean, you're a little guy.
Football.
I'm a big guy. You're a little guy. I'm a big guy. I could have, you know. And did your
well, you're not a big
okay,
guy.
You're
Eddie.
Right.
Let's clear that up.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No. But whatever. You know what I'm saying, though, dude. Like, it's just that's not fair, bro. And that's just not only is it not fair, it's whatever. It's dirty fine. It's the fact
well,
that
here's,
the NFL's so
here's my deal with the,
on the suspensions.
Eddie, here's my deal with the Gronk thing. Is it was after the play. It was not a football act.
I am
in this situation,
guy.
In a perfect world, Gronk would be out for the duration of the time that the guy he illegally injured is out as well, and then you'd call it the NHL, not the NFL, because that's where their rules abide by. In the NFL, it's different. In the NHL, he'd be an eye for an eye. He'd be out the same time. But what we're looking at here is Gronk did something after the play. Juju Smith made a great block in the play. That is a block you get rewarded for in the town of Pittsburgh. He will forever be remembered for that block, as he should be, because that dude, Vontaze Burfict, is the dirtiest player in the league, and once in a while, those cats get what are coming to them, and it's always even more awesome when it comes from a player that's smaller than they are. When it comes to a wide receiver like he is, he popped that dude. And that, and I also want to comment on this because I don't think a lot of people notice this. Vontaze Burfict was taken off on a stretcher, but before he was taken off on a stretcher, he did anything and everything he could to grab at Juju Smith's ankles and try and injure him before.
Yeah,
and it, yeah, did you see him grabbing at his ankles,
oh, yeah.
trying to twist his ankles?
He was so dazed at that point that he was just trying to reach for anything he could just to hurt him, man. He's a bad dude.
That's what he knows.
What it is.
And that's what he knows. And Vontaze Burfict is not the worst guy in the world for being a dirty player. That's how you have to play in the NFL. That's how Vontaze Burfict makes his money. So I'm not dogging him for that.
As a defender.
Yeah, I'm not dogging him for that. That's what you have to do, and that's the NFL culture, which people these days do not understand. That is
the
culture of the
NFL.
It's rugged, and a lot of you sensitive types, won't like it. So stop watching. But if you really want to know the truth about the situation, is that Schuster Smith, he lit him up. And when the guy was dying on the ground before he got carted off on a stretcher, he was gripping and crawling to try and injure Schuster Smith's ankle. And that's just how it is. It's an eye for an eye. It's a play for a play. It's a hit for a hit. And if you think that there is anything but a bunch of Bengals that are going to try and take Juju Smith's head off in the next two meetings of these teams next season, then you're out of your mind. They're going
to
try and kill this guy. This
well,
is
obviously,
like
back,
what
back.
Ben Roethlisberger said, ain't nothing but AFC North football. And, Eddie, I don't know why we're making such a big deal out of it. We should let the other stupid media streams make a big deal out of it. I don't mind him making the hit, and I don't mind Burfict trying to grab him and hurt him after the play when he was crawling on the ground, apparently immobilized. Apparently immobilized, but he was able to crawl after the guy and try and injure his ankle
before he got carted off on a
stretch car.
To be honest with you, when you turn on the Pittsburgh Steelers-Cincinnati Bengals football game, you know that this shit is coming. Okay? You know that this is coming. All right? So
no,
yeah,
you and I
happens.
Know this
they,
is
they,
coming.
The everyday
watcher and listener doesn't. But this is how
right.
these
I understand
play.
That. I'm just telling you, we see these sorts of things with Burfict all the time. But he also catches three games, four games, two games – all the time. And I'm just trying to get the point that I'm trying to get across to you, or ask you the question, I guess I should say to rephrase it, is why did Rob Gronkowski, why does he always get a pass for all the shit? He parties all the time. He's injured all the time. The Patriots just do without him. And yet we still see when the Super Bowl's going on that he's not playing and we see him in Super Bowl commercials. He still gets when the Super Bowl parade goes, hang on, Beck, I'm not done yet. When he's on the parade partying harder than everyone else, when he didn't earn shit, he didn't help them win that championship, but he's there freaking drinking Bud Lights and all of his crap that he's sponsored and all the stuff, all of his endorsements on the party bus, making sure the center of attention is around him. Are these dudes not kind of like, yo, hey, Gronk, give it a rest, bro. You hurt all the time. And then you go and pull a dirty-ass stunt like that. Like, when is the NFL going to catch up to realize, hey, Rob Gronkowski, yeah, I know you're a polarizing figure, a figure we make money off of via all the endorsements and all this stuff. He's not a good dude. He's a dirty-ass player, and he's just bigger than everybody else. And for some reason, we give him a pass. And it makes no sense to me. No sense at all.
Well this is one thing you got to realize that's going through Gronk's head. Is how many – because I totally understand your point. But how many times have guys gone low on Gronk and just try to take him out in, like, career-ending status? How many times have they been hit low because cornerbacks, safeties, even some linebackers know that they're not capable of taking him down? So, I'm with you, Eddie. I'm with you. After this play and only a single-game suspension for Gronkowski, I don't ever want to hear Gronk complain about somebody going after him again, because he doesn't have the right to ever again complain about that, because he went out of his way to injure a player that actually was defenseless, and he knocked him out, which is what Gronkowski, fragile glass Gronkowski, is so scared about. And why he gets on people so much, oh, no, hit me high, don't hit me low. When then you went out of your way to injure somebody, I don't want to hear Gronkowski ever complain about getting low, high, hit in the head, hitting the knees ever again. Because if this ever happens, proves that he's a total hypocrite.
Well, and it's that, and too, and watch what's going to happen to him. And, I mean, if there aren't backs in the league that saw what he did, and they're going to team up, and there's going to be a few, of course, I shouldn't say if there. There are backs in the league, defensive backs, that saw what just happened, whether it be line, any defensive player. And I guarantee for at least the rest of the season that he's going to take some dirty shots from these dudes. Because the way that he did that, man, the way you watch that video is so blatantly disrespectful to whether it's a defensive player, a white dude, a black dude, anything else. I mean, I'm sorry to bring race into it, but forget it. I'm bringing race into it. I don't give a shit. You can't just run around doing that right now, bro. You cannot do that, dude. And I'm freaking – man, I think it might just be my Patriot hate coming out right now, dude. I really think that might be what it is, too. But if you don't agree –
well, if that's what it is, you got to cut
blind,
it out.
Then you're not watching the play. You cannot do that. You cannot keep on getting the pass, Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady for your – if look, how about this, dude? If that play – came from any type of defender, any race of defender, any type of defender, anyone, to Tom Brady, this would be page one headline news of this guy needs to be banned from the NFL. He came when Tom Brady was on the ground and laid into him with his shoulder, and he's 300 pounds. Like, this would be the biggest story in the NFL, bro. But because...
Okay, Eddie, well, what about if you diminish the size of... of Rob Gronkowski.
It doesn't matter.
If he's not that big, is that still
a big
story?
If he's the ball boy, the ball boy does it. Okay, if the ball boy did it, yeah, all right, that's fine. If the ball boy did it to Tom Brady, that ball boy would be in prison for the next 38 years. Death sentence. Tear him. You bring that ball boy to Boston. If anybody did that to Tom Brady, they're going to prison for 23 years. Not 38, 23 after good behavior. And if they stole one goddamn cracker from the meal line, death sentence, chair, boom, you're done. I'm serious. That's the way the NFL works, bro. And it's so ridiculous. It's sickening, bro. It's just the Patriot favoritism that goes on. I understand that the day Tom Brady's out of the league will be the best day of my life. I swear to God. Better than any birthday I've ever had, better than my wedding. The day that Tom Brady, I hope it goes down with an injury that he can no longer play. I really do. I really do. I really wish that upon him. Because I'm so sick of this guy. Him yelling at Josh McDaniels. Dude, this is all Patriot hate segment now. It's switch up. But I'm just telling you, man. Gronkowski, I'm over it. Brady, I'm over it. If it was flipped around, it was reversed, this would be a whole big, a way larger story than it is. And it's annoying. It's it. Commercial. Drinking some wine.
We'll have to catch it on the flip side of the break, bro. You know we got a couple other things to talk about.
KB from Pick'em to the Blitz with KB and E-Fane. E-Fane and I pick up a lot of our NBA material from PrimeCombine.com. It's a lifestyle blog that features current articles on sports, entertainment, and lifestyle topics. If you're tired of scrolling through your newsfeed just like me and seeing a bunch of garbage, you got to go check out PrimeCombine.com. It's updated daily, and I guarantee you, you will find something that interests you. Again, that is PrimeCombine.com. Picking up the Blitz with KB and E-Fane is brought to you by the Near Food Mart on 1856 Valley Avenue, right across the street from the Premier Ford dealership. Near Food Mart is famous in Winchester for their Cajun-style crispy, crunchy fried chicken. Not only does Near Food Mart have the best fried chicken in town, they got the best wings, too. And no need to drink and drive to get there. Our good friend of the show, Roz, will deliver the chicken and booze right to you. You make sure you call Roz from the Near Food Mart at 540-450-8107. Find the Near Food Mart on Facebook, too. Wild Dog Hot Sauce is a Caribbean-influenced hot sauce that will enhance and complement the flavor of almost any dish. Use it often and enjoy. It's addictive. It'll get you lit. Mild, mango, and kiwi, Wild Dog's got what you need. Email wilddoghotsauce@gmail.com for your first bottle of that bold flavor, and you'll know what KB and E-Fan are talking about with their bold Wild Dog Picks of the Week every week here on Picking Up the Blitz.
Alabama, Mississippi, come and ride with a G. Dallas, ride with a G. Houston, ride with a G. Carolina.
And just like coming off of every break, we always talking about riding with the G. There's no G in the NFL. You know, everybody thinks he's an OG in the NFL, even though he's never won a Super Bowl. He's gotten to the NFC Championship multiple times, and he's made a Super Bowl appearance one time. And now he's in the AFC, where he's coaching the Kansas City Chiefs, and that will be Andy Reid. And Andy Reid has put in a one-game suspension for Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters, his best cornerback who's made all the plays. And now let me break down what happened on the play. It wasn't even him, y'all. It wasn't even him. He was playing good defense in the back of the end zone, and he saw the flags drop because there was holding by another defensive back. And what did Marcus Peters do? He picked up that flag right at the end zone, looked at the referee, and then threw that shit right into the crowd. And not only did he do that, he ejected himself from the game, which is pretty familiar for me, where I got self-ejected from our Turkey Bowl game at Millbrook High School. So I can relate to that. He thought his actions were so bad, he might as well take himself out of the situation. So he did. That's what he did. He left the situation, and then he came back, and he didn't have any socks on. He was playing in barefoot cleats, which is another violation of the NFL uniform policy. So he's getting doubled up on, and I just want to get Eddie Fain's thoughts on what's going on with the Chiefs.
Beck, I could care less about whatever Marcus Peters is doing, but I think what everyone cares about, again, at 267-531-0153, you audience, call in, it's a caller-driven show. What happened with you with that Turkey Bowl, bro? Because that's probably the hot topic that I think we might have missed via the one-week hiatus that we had here, bro. What happened to the Turkey Bowl that you got ejected from, bro?
Well, I just came in a little hot, 9 o'clock in the morning, I was feeling good. Everybody else was trying to play some relaxed football, and I was getting smoked a couple times on the line. The only way I won one of the blocks was with a nasty little cut block, and then on one of the so when we huddled up, I said, dude, I can't block all this right. Guy. He's blowing up the play. So,
hang on a second now. Wait. Give the audience a little bit of a preface real quick. But though, these are like, what are these, like the high school kids? You got 50-year-old men out there? What is this?
No, everybody's about like plus 25, playing on their old
right.
High school.
Everybody's
football.
Right in the same age, man.
Yeah. Okay. And then we call, so I'm like, all right, well, I switch out of position. I'm like, put me at wide out. Let's run a screen to me. And, because I know this guy's going to get smoked by the same guy that's smoking me. And so I'm like, call a couple white 19s. I'll come in motion across the play and just dump the ball right over his head to me. But I realized that when I'm coming across the formation, the dude just timed the snap perfectly. So I was never going to get the ball. He was going to crush the quarterback. So in motion, I just killed the defensive end, man. He just went flying sideways, spiraling.
Clean hit
the
or
air.
Did you Smith-Schuster?
No, it was totally a clean hit. It was totally a clean hit. The guy's laying in the grass. He's laying in the grass, just making a mockery of my Millbrook Pioneer, just nuzzling the grass with his face. And I stood over him and I said, "Hey, man, I'm really sorry, dude." And he goes, "No, your best bet is just to get away from me." And I just went off, dude. I was like, I just started just popping off at the mouth at everybody there. I was like, look, you guys are soft. Everybody's soft here. Started climbing the stairs to the stadium at the top of the stadium. I just told them all. I was like, look, I come here to grace y'all with my presence. I could be at the Hanley Bowl doing my thing. I come here to help y'all with y'all's tradition, and you got old dude in the ground crying like a little bee, and that's what
absolutely
happened. But my
you
shoulders
just dropped that's called picking up the blitz. You dropped my, that one on him.
Yeah, I did. I picked up the blitz, and now my shoulder's ruined. it is what it is. But way to throw the way to that's just what happens when you're.
I'll take this show right with a boomerang, dude. I don't give a shit about it. That's an amazing.
Just what happens. That's what happens when you get it going too early in the morning. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bro. And I'm pretty sure our listeners know as well. 267-521-0153. If you got a turkey bowl experience better than facts, let's hear about it, Scrubs. All right, but what was the question that you started this segment with? What was that about again? What was it?
I don't know. You threw me quite off with this. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think we're all
on.
Fired up right now. I'd like to play some backyard football right now. Beck, I'll dominate you just like I always did. But anyway,
you got to imagine what I'm saying, man. I came in motion, and I realized he was going to beat the play. So I, launched and had, torqued my body, and I hit him. Dude, and he went, spiraling and flying, and, I thought I killed him, dude. And I thought I had the last laugh in the whole deal, but, my shoulder is, I can't raise any weight above my head.
All
it's
right,
bad.
Well, just suck it up like a champ. Do not let your enemy see any weakness, bro. Come on. You got this, dude.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I'll never go back to the Millbrook Turkey Bowl ever again, man. I knew there was a reason I played at Andy High School and blah, blah, blah.
We hated that.
Okay, so this is where I wanted to go, and I wanted to debate this with Eddie Fain. I really did. I couldn't wait for this. And this comes down to some previous draft stock status.
Are we switching over to NBA? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, we're going NBA.
You want to switch NBA? Because it's the most boring sport in the world right now during a regular season. It's not even watchable. I don't care.
Well, what's there interesting to talk about the NFL right now? Everything in the NFL is laid out clear as day. You're just gonna call it how you see it. Anyway, let's get to this, Eddie Fain, because I want your opinion on this. Nobody else's. Just kidding. Call in 267-521-0153. Pick it up with the Blitz. Bring your Blitz. We're glad to pick it up always. And we can handle the Blitz like no other. Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz, or Lonzo Ball. How you doing that redraft?
Listen, Beck, it's too freaking early to tell, man. I mean, Lonzo... Dude, what Lonzo has, the potential there is so unlimited, man. He could be something really good, and I think he's going to be something really good. But right now, it stands where we're at. You know where this is going to go.
He still got faith in Lonzo.
I got to tell you, Tatum would be the number one guy right now. But it's all different because you cannot bet. You honestly know that as an NBA fan. You cannot jump the gun on any of these dudes. We haven't seen that much of Markelle Fultz.
Tell me you haven't Markelle Fultz on Fultz.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that he's, done
you're
or anything like
taking,
that. Can I,
Eddie, you're not taking an aggressive approach
bro,
on any
stop.
Three players.
All right,
you're not
I'm not taking an aggressive approach on him, bro, because none of them have really shown me anything. Jason Tatum's been playing well because Gordon Hayward's out. But, yeah, he had to come in. Jason Tatum, the most scared little kid from the Catholic school I've ever seen in my life. He looked awful. He looked so petrified to play. Have I seen some really good plays from him? Yeah. Have I watched any of Markelle Fultz? No.
Hey, which one was the one for the Catholic school that looked too petrified to play?
Tatum looked softer than hell. He still does look soft, but he has stepped his game up. I'll give him that.
He's smoking.
No, lately he stepped his game up. If you're asking me, Beck, this is a stupid question because you know what the answer is going to be. Any person that watches sports,
okay. Well, if it's so stupid, if it's so stupid, let's back it up here. Let's go. Ben, Future, Magic Johnson, Simmons. Brandon on the same team, Ingram or Jaylen Brown. Who are you taking out of that class? All top three picks.
Ben Simmons.
Who's your number two?
What was my number two? Jaylen Brown's going to number three. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. Whoever the number two was.
So you're gonna take. So basically, you're taking Fultz, Lonzo, Simmons, Ingram, and then Tatum and Brown.
No, I didn't say that at all. Fultz can drop back to the back.
What you said, bro. So.
No, and you know what? Back. You're putting this. You're doing what you always do, dude. And this is what you do. You put these ridiculous questions. There's so much favoritism. There's so much favoritism.
I'm no.
Celtics, it's
not ridiculous questions. I'm just asking you to redo the draft. If you could redo the draft, if you could redo this draft right now, you would absolutely take Tatum
number
one.
Ben Simmons number one.
No, you would take Simmons number one, then Brown number two, then Ingram. I agree with that.
That's such bullshit. That's a stupid question, though, Beck.
But in the most recent draft, you'd be retarded to not take Tatum, Lonzo, then Fultz. And maybe not even those two. There's probably people in the draft that are better than Fultz and Lonzo. But Tatum is the best pick in that draft. And you should just admit it now.
Yeah, you're going to say, you're going to stick to your shit all day long. I could say Bam Adebayo was, he could have been top five. If you want me to say it,
but
he hasn't played
yet. I feel like
he's
made that up.
I mean, Bam Adebayo out of Kentucky has played, and he gets limited minutes and limited roles and limited games. But we have no idea what his potential is. He could be the next Dwight Howard. We have no idea. Bro, you cannot judge a draft class. You cannot judge an NBA draft class 2 weeks into it. Bro, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. There's no reason to do that. You cannot do that a quarter into the NBA season. Give me a year. Give me 2 years.
Yes,
give me 3 years.
And
then you can judge an NBA class. But I'm going to tell you, if you're asking my opinion, Lonzo Ball out of the top three is still the best player. But there's pressure that has been put on him by himself, by his father, by L.A. No, Beck. No, you're not giving this kid credit he's due, man. Yeah, shut that shit up. Stop it. Hey, listen. You're not giving this kid the credit. Let him grow. Let him mature into the player he's going to be, man. I promise.
Lonzo.
All right, dude. That was obnoxious enough to make me stop, man. But I'm telling you right now, Lonzo Ball, if you continue to watch the NBA as it progresses, is going to be the best one, man. I'm telling you.
The best one out of who? He's been.
Why didn't you make a case? No, back. Before you go with what you're about to go with, which I know what you're about to go with, is the Jason Tatum 3 stat. I know that's what's coming. Why don't you let it play out for just a season,
I'm not talking about the Jason Tatum 3 stat. I'm talking about the Jason Tatum 3 step, man. He covers the whole fucking arc in 3 steps when he drives to the lane. Lonzo is, he's as crooked as his dad. You can tell by his shot.
Dude, that was two really good references right there, man. That was well said right there, KB. I actually appreciate a couple good little puns, whatever the hell you want to call them, as you just laid them out there. But, dude, just let Lonzo play. The target that's been put on this kid for his dad, it's just ridiculous, man. I mean, to literally... No, stop. I know, stop. Beck, will you please just stop for 2 seconds? Let me just... Give me 15 seconds and I'm done, okay? Give me 15 seconds, I'll let you run the floor or whatever you want. Okay, but his dad coming out and doing what he does, that selfish bald prick, that dude right there has single-handedly derailed what his son's future will be. He's really put it off the rails for the time being. I know I only got 5 seconds left. Lonzo Ball will be a great player when the attention is taken off of LeVar. When LeVar can focus his attention to other children, his children hopefully, then Lonzo will thrive. But he's got so much pressure on him, night in and night out, once he realizes, Jesus Christ, there's 82 games in a season. I don't have to live up to expectations every damn night. Lonzo will thrive. I promise you this. I promise you. I'm right.
Lonzo Ball.
What has Tatum done that has really stood out? Which game was it to you that Jason Tatum, because this is so stupid to talk about this as much as we are right now, to get me as heated about this as we are right now. It's so goddamn It doesn't make – it's nonsensical, dude. It's ridiculous.
That's the deal. Tatum has hit the threes in clutch moments.
Like what?
Tatum.
Give me a game winner. Give me a game winner.
And then well, before I do that, Eddie, let me get to this.
You also told me Marcus Smart hits all the game when Marcus Smart, he's so clutch when it comes down to Marcus Smart.
He is.
The Phoenix defense the other night literally did not play defense. They literally all stood there like a game of shoot around on the block, bro. Like they literally stood around like we were out at the freaking courts and everybody was just shooting to see who was going to go next. And they let Marcus Smart shoot. I'm pretty sure he didn't shoot twice. Might have been it twice, and then there was a third shot that went, and he missed him. This guy couldn't hit freaking sand with the beach, or the beach with the sand. I don't know how the freaking expression. Dude, you pissed me off again, Beck. You've done your job for the Blitz tonight. God damn it, Mad Money. Where's the mute button on this dude? Enough is enough.
All I gotta say is,
no, you don't.
Brandon Ingram.
You don't. No.
We're talking about six players here. And Brandon Ingram is still too skinny. He doesn't have enough help. He doesn't have enough confidence in Jay. Ben Simmons has kind of got some Magic Johnson-esque play to him, but he's still scared of his own shot. And then you got Jaylen Brown, who's increased his shooting percentage 5-6% from this season to the last season.
5-6%. That's amazing. That's so phenomenal. And when I – listen, Beck, this show is about making people money. This show is about picking winners. I'm telling you who losers are. Jaylen Brown, I'm not saying is a loser, but this is what we do, and you seem to forget everything that we do week in and week out. Like, the last time we were on the air, bro, what did I say? What did I say, dude? I said, yeah, the Miami Heat are going to come in here and beat the Boston Celtics tonight. Make that bet. And what the hell happened? The Miami Heat came in there to their home arena and ended the Celtics streak. I told you that was going to happen. And we always go in, and then a week goes by, and we go, oh, we forgot about what we were talking about. I don't know. Now Beck will make up some new stat. Oh, Marcus Smart was the greatest thing that happened that week. Now this week, what is it? Now this week, is it Jaylen Brown? Is it Jason Tatum? It's the next guy that's going to take the ball. I'm going to tell you what happens in the NBA because there's no point in watching for the fans. There's no point in watching. The Cleveland Cavaliers are winning the finals this year. So all this speculation, this shit that we're doing right now, it's moot point. It's useless.
Time out. This is exactly what you said last year. You said that Cleveland was going to win the finals. And then you switched it to the Cavaliers later in the season. Same exact story.
You just said that I said that Cleveland was going to win the finals, and I switched to the Cavaliers later in the season. You're absolutely dead on.
You know what I meant, man.
I know. No. I did not. Mad Money, if you were here, my producer, our producer, the show's producer, your producer, bro, he could.
I probably
would have
got that right if
straight
I didn't
up.
Click
I told
all
you
the buttons.
Straight up, Golden State. I told you Golden State was going to win that finals.
No,
from
you
the,
think?
Give
well,
the
anyway,
tip off of the NBA back.
We'll go back to the tape. But Eddie, what we're trying to do here
I'm fired up.
Eddie, we will finalize this on the flip side of the commercial break.
Just stop for a second, man.
Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz, Lonzo Ball, Jaylen Brown, Ben Simmons, and Brandon Ingram. That's what me and Eddie Vedder are arguing about. That's what we will solve on the flip side of the break, along with our locked and loaded picks of the week that I can't wait to get to. And I'll tell you what, New Orleans, New York, Washington, you might be on it. You'll have to find out on the other side of the break.
This is KB from Pick 'em to the Blitz with KB and E-Fane. E-Fane and I pick up a lot of our NBA material from PrimeCombine.com. It's a lifestyle blog that features current articles on sports, entertainment, and lifestyle topics. If you're tired of scrolling through your newsfeed just like me and seeing a bunch of garbage, you gotta go check out PrimeCombine.com. It's updated daily, and I guarantee you, you will find something that interests you. Again, that is PrimeCombine.com. Picking up the Blitz with KB and Ethane is brought to you by the Near Food Mart on 1856 Valley Avenue, right across the street from the Premier Ford dealership. Near Food Mart is famous in Winchester for their Cajun-style crispy, crunchy fried chicken. Not only does Near Food Mart have the best fried chicken in town, they got the best wings too. And no need to drink and drive to get there, our good friend of the show, Roz, will deliver the chicken and booze right to you. You make sure you call Roz from the Near Food Mart at 540-450-8107. Find the Near Food Mart on Facebook too. Wild Dog Hot Sauce is a Caribbean-influenced hot sauce that will enhance and complement the flavor of almost any dish. Use it often and enjoy. It's addictive. It'll get you lit. Mild, mango, and kiwi, Wild Dog's got what you need. Email wilddoghotsauce@gmail.com for your first bottle of that bold flavor, and you'll know what KB and Ethan are talking about with their bold Wild Dog Picks of the Week every week here on Picking Up the Blitz.
What up, Picking Up the Blitz audience? We're glad to have you back. It's KB and Ethane, Ryan True, the number one crew. We killed on the sports chatter. Let's get everybody a little madder. And Eddie Fane, I got to go back to you for the main thing that matters right now. And, dog, you have been the hottest one on the crew on picking the games and telling them how it's going to be. So, Eddie Fane, please tell me and the rest of our listeners, who is making the playoffs this season? The Green Bay Packers or the Dallas Cowboys?
Dude, don't throw that question. This is the kind of stuff you come up with in the break, man. Like, really, you are pushing every single one of my buttons tonight, dude. This is not some scripted little thing where we go back and forth and it's like, oh, man, hey, does he like him? Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like he doesn't like him tonight. Wow, that's great radio. Dude, what kind of shit? It's the Packers, obviously, Beck. Like, you don't throw these.
So
dude,
you think
oh,
the
man,
Giants are going to beat the Cowboys?
I really think that's a trap game because we're still in the survivor pool. We're down in the last three.
No, you
three,
think you're
think...
in a trap question because you're not confident enough
that
to answer
it. That is a trap
it.
Question, you son of a bitch. Yeah,
no, you're
question,
just not
dude.
Confident enough to answer it. It's not a trap question.
I just
wouldn't
told
be
you,
a trap question.
Packers. Yeah, I, yeah. Be? It's agree about, is, Aaron Rodgers, is Aaron Rodgers coming back? Is Aaron Rodgers coming back?
I don't know. You should know more than anybody. You've been the main Aaron Rodgers de-esser of the whole crew.
Oh, yeah, but all right, but Beck, let me put it like this to you, though. And in all honest things, we calm down here a little bit. If you're the Green Bay Packers organization and you know that all you really have is Aaron Rodgers, and you're sitting here with a less than mediocre team.
Aaron Rodgers. He might not make it back.
Would you play him? Would you risk him getting hurt furthermore to end a career if that would be the case? It is a possibility, obviously. So would you possibly risk the rest of Aaron Rodgers' career to try and make the playoffs with this current Packers roster?
There's only one person in the league that has blown out the expectations of longevity. So his name does not start with Aaron Rodgers. That would be Tom Brady. So, yes, I would push Aaron Rodgers. In a small window, with a small market, I would absolutely push Rodgers to come back and carry this team to get hot at the right time and win the Super Bowl. This is your guy, Fane. This is your guy who you back time and time and time again. And just because he's got a little collarbone injury, you're trying to puss out? Come on, Fane. I thought you were bigger than that, dog.
The second that this dude's ready to go, if they want to play him, I 100% believe that they are good enough, not to make it to the Super Bowl, but definitely good enough. Just because of him, not the team that's around him, because of him and the way he can elevate everyone, the way that he can pump up the defense, the way that he can just show the fans that it's the real deal. No, give me that shit. Don't give me that little fact. I'm done fighting you about this because I have a feeling you agree with me in the long run of this. I have a really good feeling you agree with me in the long run of this. Aaron Rodgers comes back easily. I take the Green Bay Packers going to the playoffs before the Dallas Cowboys. And if it comes down to a wild card game, which I'm not sure how that's going to work, how the stipulations play out, I promise you, even if it's in Dallas, it's in great, doesn't matter. He'll beat him again. Give me Aaron Rodgers over Dak Prescott. Dak best caught was last season. Best caught, best catch. Whatever, it was a pretty good line. Last season. That was Dak Prescott. Oh, we love Dak. Dak. No, that's what the Cowboys are. Well, there's no Zeke and there's one offensive lineman down. You guys are a mediocre team at best. Yeah, he had a good week, 2 weeks ago, whatever the hell it was. I don't give a shit. I'm just telling you right now, you give me Aaron Rodgers versus Dak Prescott and a quarterback to quarterback. That's basically what the NFL is. That's what the NFL used to be, at least. Two elite quarterbacks with meh, whatever teams going against each other. That's must-watch TV. Aaron Rodgers wins that game 38-13 every time. Yeah, give me the Green Bay Packers. Give me the Green Bay Packers over the Dallas Cowboys making the playoffs. Boom. I'll even do it with that weird-ass kid with that stupid face mask he wears. And by the way, can we get into Brent Huntley's face mask? Dude, go to the trainer and get something cooler. If you ever want to market yourself as the next elite guy, if you ever want a Hot Pockets commercial, dude, change your face mask. You look like a 1940s kicker. Or somebody in the 1940s would have got kicked right in the fucking grill, dude. You suck. Brent Huntley. Break. What, we got game balls?
You know what that noise is? This is Locked and Loaded Picks of the Week. And why not start it out right on cue? Dallas -6.5 at the New York Giants.
Giants.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Giants.
New Orleans +6.5 at Atlanta.
New Orleans +6.5?
Yeah, New Orleans +1.5.
New
Orleans +1.5. I don't know what I said.
Atlanta. Thursday Night Football, hell of a game.
I took New Orleans. Washington Redskins. Yeah, I said it. Redskins +6.5 at the Chargers.
Chargers. Washington.
Baltimore Ravens +7.5 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to be a tough divisional game.
Pittsburgh.
Now to Baltimore. New England -11.5 at the Miami Dolphins. I took the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
We're riding Dolphins.
+11.5. I took Miami.
Yeah, we're riding Dolphins. You're going to give us 11.5. We're riding Miami.
Those
Dolphins
are your Locked and Loaded Picks of the Week. Get up with E Fane. Make sure you win some money. If we lose some money, just tell us about it, and then we'll come fight your ass about it. We got a caller on the line. What's your caller about?
38-13.
What you got going on, caller?
Yeah, it's Brandon from Columbus. Just a quick update on the. Quick update on Celtics Mavericks. Celtics playing without two starters tonight. They're up 13-9. Middle of the first quarter.
Which two starters? You got to say which two starters.
Morris and Brown. Sitting out.
Why?
Brown has an eye injury and Morris is chronically plagued by a sore knee.
He's an eye.
Well, Jaylen Brown,
you guys get that guess?
He's like,
good.
Too much of a good thing is never a good thing. Jaylen Brown's liking what he's seen so far through the year, so.
Nice, sir. It's not any good. Hell,
close the deal. Close the deal on this, caller.
13-9.
Hey, Columbus, real quick, while we got you on the line, man, let me hear your thoughts real quick about the New York Giants firing of whoever the hell they fired. Two guys down, one being the McAdoo.
Fucking sober day.
Oh!
When was last time you had a sober day?
Yeah, the interesting question now is, who they're going to hire. They're going to go to a college coach or stay in the pro ranks. I think they'll stay in the pro ranks.
Yeah, you think so? If I were you as a Giants fan, considering you both are, I'd be very pumped that McAdoo's out the door. Again, with was it Jerry Reese was he the owner or the GM? I mean,
that's right. He's gone too.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. So essentially, they benched Eli for one game for no reason to lose the game, and then there goes management as well as coaching out the door, and now Eli's back in. Eli's supposed to feel happy about this.
Well, as happy as you can be at 2-10.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that Eli had that streak broken, which I know he's going to say he doesn't care about the streak. He's going to say that thoroughly through thick and thin. But the thing is,
weight off of Eli's shoulders. He doesn't care about that streak. He was worried about people thinking that that's the reason the only reason he was starting.
But then
he doesn't want that streak. He wants that streak off his back.
Why
did that happen, Eddie? He doesn't want that streak. Because then the whole team's thinking, oh, the only reason that Eli's still starting is because he's got that streak. He don't need that on him. He's playing with a fucking bad team. I'm crumpling up my paper and throwing it to the ground, if you can't understand that. That's what Eli's thinking. Everybody on the team thinks, everybody only thinks I'm playing because I got this streak going. You know what Eli said about that? Kiss that streak goodbye. I play to win. You play to win the game.
Listen, Herm Edwards.
You play
I understand
for Keith,
that.
Ricky Bobby. Come on.
Okay, I understand that. So how does Ben McAdoo in his next job interview and
no
or
next
Jerry
job
Reese,
interview. No next job
does,
interview. Let's go ahead and put Eddie Fain on mute because there ain't no next job interview for Ben McAdoo. That dude is done. Done. Roasted. Toasted. See you later. You're out of here. Lost our caller. I guess our caller did not like me putting you on mute. What do you have to say, Eddie?
No one liked it when you put me on mute, bro. I'm the voice of this thing. I'm holding this thing. Now, listen, stop, dude. All I'm asking you, Beck, is how do you justify yourself to make that decision to play Geno Smith for no reason? For no reason, for a loss, for Geno Smith, who you obviously know is not going to be the next guy to take the helm when Eli's done. So why even do that? Why do that to yourself as the coach and the GM? It makes no sense to me.
Dysfunctional organization, all I got to say is, like I did before, who really got evaluated when the quarterback position was open? Oh, yeah, the head coach and the general manager did, because nobody can do anything behind that team.
Can I get my game ball out, dog, or what? I didn't ever get to get my game ball out.
I don't know, man.
This
is
show.
It going to be worth it? Is it going to be worth it?
And now, Gameball, given out by your boy E-Fane and Kyle Beck, brought to you by Gold Chains and Champagne Entertainment. Hell yeah!
Hey, listen, Beck, here's the deal, man. All right, straight up. My game ball got to go to Mad Money Mike, man. Because I love you to death, Beck, but I hate you more than anybody else I ever met in my entire freaking life. Mad Money, if you don't get back on this goddamn show soon enough, man, I'm going to have a fit with you, dog. If you don't want me coming to Tampa Bay to drop this game all down your throat, dog. And I'm going to game all down your throat, dog. I will do it. Mad Money, get out of physical therapy, dog. Enough is enough. Your shoulder's fine. Look at Beck. He's terrible. He's in rough shape, bro, and he's still doing the show.
Yo, look
we
at
need
me.
Your back, money.
KB. Holding it down in the producer, in the host lineup. You can't hold me down, because all I got is bringing you down. And you know I'm talking about you folks that can't handle it. You can't bang with the best. You know what's coming. KB's going to knock you out, and that's what I do best. I'm like Ric Flair coming on to you. Woo! It's coming down, E-Fane. What you got to say to close it out, bro?
Laying
it down.
Listen, if you had to give one more game ball, because I know you dropped your first terrible three at the beginning of the show. If you had to give one more in the last 60 seconds of the show, who's your last game ball going to? Straight up, because my going to Baker Mayfield, man. Baker's dozen, dude, 12-1 this season. Baker's freaking taking the Heisman. Baker's going to take
my game ball goes out to E-Fane because he picked my game ball. My game ball goes out to E-Fane. E-Fane,
hell
it goes
yeah,
out to you.
Just going around. It's
because
today, baby.
Because you picked Baker Mayfield. I like Baker playmaker Mayfield, how I like to call him. playmaker Bayfield. That's a good game ball, Eddie. And now I didn't pay attention to the line, but dude, you know what you're doing, dog. And that's what makes it jump. We're out. No way.